How many cases you have of yellow fever in Africa, the whole continent, and maybe break down where you're most concerned about outbreaks of yellow fever in certain countries.
Usually every year we provide information on the number of cases every year. This usually comes through the WHO's weekly epidemiological record, but the report is released in the month of August. Those countries were Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Central African Republic, Chad, Congo, Cote d'Ivoire, DRC, Guinea, Niger, Nigeria, South Sudan, Uganda.
A lot of those countries that you just mentioned have conflict. If not a civil war, they have insurgencies going on and other things like that. Does that contribute to higher cases of yellow fever?
In a way it could, in the sense that it could delay effective response. We have seen that, for example, with the Central African Republic, where you find that the response vaccination campaigns tend to be delayed because sometimes of reasons related to, security challenges. Transportation, for example, would be difficult. Supervision and, deployment of the vaccines.
Is the number of fatal cases, would you say, down overall than it was a year ago?
Yes, in 2023 we didn't have big disruptive outbreaks, which usually lead to a number of fatalities. There has been some reduction from 2020-21, where we had 18% fatality, to now estimated at about 11% for 2023. But you have to remember that yellow fever itself actually is a severe illness, which is often fatal.
What is the cause, usually of the proliferation of yellow fever?
Well, yellow fever is transmitted by a mosquito vector. So let's say after the rainy season or in the midst of the rainy season, when the mosquito population proliferates, you tend to get increases in the number of cases. The disease is mainly a disease of the wild animals, the monkeys, the chimp, the baboons. So situations that increase, contacts between humans and the animals in the wild, maybe, expansion in settlements, activities like artisanal mining, lumber, opening new roads, hunting, for example, could also lead to, cases of yellow fever, because it will increase contacts between the vectors in the wild, which probably could be infected, and then the humans that are not, particularly those not protected by vaccination.
What does the WHO do to fight the proliferation of yellow fever or try to eradicate it?
It's probably not possible at the moment to eradicate yellow fever because it's a disease that circulates in the wild. So what WHO does is to support member states where there is a risk of transmission to prevent outbreaks occurring. Through number one, protecting the population that are at risk through vaccination. And then secondly, to try and prevent international spread, again also through vaccinating and making sure that travelers from countries that are at risk or those going to countries that are at risk of yellow fever are vaccinated against yellow fever. And then thirdly, to make sure that in the event of an outbreak, the response is fast.